The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
We're putting one up today. It's the last show of the year. We have not done many of them over the last couple of weeks. Mostly holidays and me traveling. When I'm in another studio, it's hard to do this show because also it's not on video. But we are continuing them. We're still keeping it at the beginning of the podcast for now. I'm listening to the people on Twitter. They're saying don't move the post show to after the show because people are still searching for them. Mm. So that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
You're about to hear today's show. Blue Christmas happened. I don't know. Anything you want to say, Amy? Final end of the year note.
I thought it was today was a fun show. Like, I liked having Steve on. I love when we all get to sing together and play
games.
But
that won't be on the show. They won't be able to hear him sing.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It's music, I know.
Oh. But there will be videos on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
Video clips. Eddie and Morgan number two always put together good clips that are fun to watch back.
But you can put up, hey, Raymundo, can put in this Christmas songs because they are public domain.
Oh, yeah. And then the song Steve wrote.
No, because he wrote other people. Oh, you mean the one that he wrote?
That he wrote about
Suitcase?
You.
Oh, that one can go up.
Uh-huh.
And the two Christmas songs can go up. Feliz Navidad and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Because we don't
Is Feliz Navidad public domain?
Yeah, why would it not be?
Because it was probably in the 60s.
It's like Happy Birthday, I feel like.
No, you had to pay for Happy Birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Happy Birthday, you got to pay.
Yeah, the only ones you don't
Amy's
pay for
just
are the
saying
ones.
Words.
Ah, so many rules.
Only the ones like from Bible days. Those are the ones that are free. The ones they wrote a long time ago.
One we don't have to pay for
Silent
published.
Silent Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. We'll put up a couple.
We'll put up what we can put up from today's show. Anything, though, for like the end of the year? Anything you'd like to say, Amy?
Man, I just feel like...
This is the year of blank for you.
This is the year of me figuring life out. Because I feel like this weekend I hit 2 years. Like this day, 2 years ago today, I was flying my kids from Haiti to Miami. And then tomorrow, we were landing in Nashville 2 years ago. And I feel like the first year was like a huge blur and I didn't have time to figure it out, really. I was just rolling with things. And this is the year that we really, I feel like, became a family. And the kids felt at home. And so for me, on a home front, like, it just was really special. And then on a work front, like, a lot of things, too, just were going really well. And podcast at a full year and... Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of figuring it all out, making it all work. And so I feel like going into 2020, it should be even better, right?
I don't know if you're asking me, but...
I don't know. I feel like I need that affirmation, but yeah, that's what it is for me. It was a good year. Like, my kids, the number one part.
Mike has pulled up a list of songs that are not in public domain. Feliz Navidad is not in public domain.
Yeah, okay.
What?
The other one either. Winter Wonderland isn't.
It's not in public domain either?
Ew.
I mean, I feel like it has to be pre-1920s.
Is Rudolph in public domain? Even though it's a parody?
No. His parody?
Yeah.
That works.
You can do a parody?
Okay.
But like, if we did Brett Eldridge, Oh Holy Night, we could put that up. That's in public
domain.
That
is public domain, correct.
How about that? Hallelujah Chorus, public domain.
Mm-hmm.
Jingle Bells?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Oh Holy Night?
Yes.
Wow. Look at you guys. Okay. How about Oh Little Town of Bethlehem?
Correct.
You think that's public domain?
100%.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Mike won't scroll up. Let me see the ones that aren't. So I've just been giving you the ones
that are. Probably like Baby It's Cold Outside. Probably not.
Right. Blue Christmas, you can't.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
All I Want for Christmas is You.
Snowman. Mm-hmm. All that. Yeah, look at that.
What are your end of year thoughts?
Well, I would say end of the year is blank. That's what I asked you. The end of the year is blank.
End of the year is been you blank.
What? Been you? Been you?
The end of the year. Oh, I don't know. For me, I felt like the answer is the year of me figuring it out. So what is it the year been for you?
This year for me has been, mostly it's been all career stuff. But I would say this year has set me up for the biggest year ever next year.
Oh, wow.
I've been working pretty much nonstop.
Yeah.
But most of it has been setting up 2020. So I think.
Personally, professionally?
Well, maybe both.
The year of going back to therapy.
Yeah. A lot. Yeah. Sure. I'm going to say this. 2019 was the year of growth, both professionally and personally.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think next year, God willing, I can stay healthy. Will be my biggest career year, unless something. I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm really set up to have some big stuff next year.
That's exciting.
That's great, man.
So, yeah, that's what I would say. Growth. 2019 was the year of growth. back in therapy, hitting it hard, back in work, doing a lot of pre-work. Idol was a big step up, but also the stuff that's going to come after Idol is going to be big. So that's it for me, growth. Morgan, number two, what about you? 2019, the year of what?
Oh, man. I'd probably say growth, too, but I don't know if that's the exact word I'd be looking for. It's like the year that I feel the most me. Like, I've really come into my own. I don't know what the word for that is, though. Like, I'm really healthy and really strong.
You don't need a word. You can say the whole sentence. 2019 was the year of?
Me. I don't know. It was me learning about me. Like, it was a really big year for my overall mental and physical health.
Was in 2019, is that the drama with your ex-boyfriend, or was that happening the year before?
It happened the end of 2018. So 2019 was really focused on me. You know, I bought my first house.
That's true.
I've really, like, feel like I've grown into this show the most this year. So a lot of big things happened for me, just individually for me this year.
The year of being a grown-up.
Kind of. The year of adulting.
That's right. And you had to, like, mow your yard.
Yeah.
And, like,
fix stuff.
All of that. Yeah. I think it's been a year. You and I became really good friends this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as far as, like, relationships here on the show, I think Morgan number two and I became really good friends in 2019. More so than just, like, hang out work friends.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. We've hung out a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've traveled with you guys to some places, too, for your Raging Idiot shows. So, yeah, it's been a fun year.
Eddie, 2019, the year of?
Mine's easy. Extended family.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that to me, and I'm kind of along the lines of all you guys, because I was listening to Amy. I'm thinking, my wife and I were talking the other day, it just feels like our 40s is like we're finally figuring stuff out in our marriage, as parents. Like, we finally have ways to solve things in our lives. It's just weird because we were just resistant to a bunch of stuff. And, you know, we're like, with me, if we had problems, I would run away from them.
Is she 40?
Yeah, we're both 40.
Okay.
We would run away from our problem or hide the problems and not deal with them properly. Now we communicate. And now, man, we have two extra kids in our house that's made our family a lot stronger and our bond a lot closer. So just a lot of changes that 2019 was for us in a great way.
I was talking with Eddie last night. We were texting. And I can say what you texted me, the picture, right?
Yeah.
And so it was a picture of his penis. And I was like, no, I'm just kidding.
Hey, uh-huh.
And everyone's like, yeah, we get it. Yeah, you two are awfully
close. You guys are good friends.
No. I was like, hey, man, what are you doing? It was like 9 o'clock. It was pretty late last night. I was like, hey, man, what are you doing? And he sends a picture of his foster kid climbing a rock wall.
Mm.
And he's like, man, this kid can fly up the wall. And so they were out rock climbing last night.
Yeah, there's a rock climbing place by our house. And they got free passes from one of those coupon books. And so we're like, you know what? The end of the year is coming. We should probably use these. He loved it. All the kids loved it.
He was up pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Fearless.
And he's like 4 or 5 years old.
He's four.
I get scared that high. I thought it was you.
Yeah. Bobby goes, is that a kid or is that you?
Because the kid was up high.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fun.
You go there now a lot, huh?
Not a lot. I've probably been 5 times ever.
Like, is that something that you could do, like, as a workout daily? Like, join something like that?
Yes, it's a different kind of workout for sure, but yes.
Because it seems fun.
I don't like it that much because I don't like heights. I'm a wimp to heights.
Yeah, so. But you're strapped. Like, you're not going to fall.
Yeah, but you never know.
Okay. Because the kids would make it to the top, and they would just, all right, let it rip.
And they jump off.
Fearless.
Not me, man. I'm like, okay, here it goes. And then I just kind of stumbled on the wall. Like Plinko.
Still trying to grab.
Yeah, I'm like Plinko trying to grab all the things on the way down. Price is right.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's actually really hard. I've been 5 or 6 times. Always the girls. They're better than I am.
There are even some parts of the walls that aren't attached by rope. And you can free solo it, whatever.
Kind of. Is that ever, you clip?
Well, no. There were people just trying it. You know, like they were doing Yosemite or El Capitan.
Are you talking about like the bouldering?
I guess
that's different.
It kind of goes. Yes, that's over
boulder.
Your head.
So I'll boulder too.
Oh,
Bones, you're not strapped on though. And
but if you fall off, it's on a mat.
Yeah, but some big guys were falling. You hear boom.
Yeah, but that's not that high. 4-6 feet. Five or six feet.
Right.
I'll do that bouldering. That's not that bad of a fall.
Okay.
I don't mind 6 feet. I don't like 50 feet. But, yeah, anyway, that's a good 2019 was the year of extended family. Lunchbox 2019 was the year of?
Oh, man, spreading my seed.
Excuse me?
Oh. Yeah, I'm having a second child. I found out this year. And so, I mean, that's what it is. It's really just growing my family and really, I guess, becoming a dad, really, because the kid can move a little bit. He can crawl and just, like, seeing him grow up and being like, oh, man, I'm starting to get the hang of this. And then, oh, my gosh, I'm having another kid. So the year of spreading my seed and, you know, bringing another kid in this world in a few months.
Raymundo, 2019, the year of?
Getting engaged, and then
you haven't been engaged.
Oh my gosh,
that's still how I define this year.
But you haven't been engaged.
The year of maybe talking about engagement.
The year of the saying whole year? You were getting engaged all year long and not.
that would be more right on.
And then the other thing is releasing new music. I've never done music before, and I'm not even good at it. But I met a guy who is good at it, and so I released 2 songs, and that was totally new for me.
Oh yeah.
Will I do it next year? Probably not, because it's just hard for me. Anything that is really hard, you're probably not supposed to do.
That's not true.
That grows you.
That's not true. But I was
saying what Bobby says every day.
He's preaching completely against what I come in here.
If it's hard, don't do it.
Yeah.
You weren't meant for that.
If it's really hard, it just means you're not supposed to do it.
I got a text from our boss, by the way, during the show. He goes, Ray, period, cracks me, period, up, period.
That's good. That's funny. That's awesome. Yeah. But yeah, that was it, honestly. It was so crazy because my girl met her nurse, and then her nurse just happened to be married to a guy who's a musician. We got together, and what are the chances we write some songs together, and they actually end up doing decent? Mm-hmm. That was like just a success story in and of itself, which was cool. And I mean, it made him happy. We're actually friends now from it. Who would have thought that I'd ever write a song? And my family, they don't even listen to the show, but they all know me from the vacation song. That's my mom's like, oh, are you big time now that you wrote a song? I'm like, Mom, I've been on the Bobby Bone Show for 7 years. What are you talking about? Yeah, Mom, I'm big time. I mean, it's crazy that even relatives, they're all like, oh, I heard that song, but they don't say anything about the Bobby Bone Show, but they reference the song, which is nuts.
I'll brag on Ray a bit. He's had to shift his roles a bit to a more hands in the show position every day. Like, there is no one that's more dialed into having to be on the show, like, not talking, but playing clips, running the Bobby Bone Show. Raymundo, he got shifted over and we built our new studio. Because I used to run everything with my hands. And a big change for me was, for the first time ever, not being a complete control freak with all the buttons and sounds. And the only person that trusted to do it was Raymundo. And Raymundo runs everything now.
He has to predict, really, what he thinks you're going to, like, you want.
And we've been doing it now for a few months, and we definitely have visual face, like, movements that we do to hit clips and winks and nods. But yeah, it's been a big year for Raymundo from my perspective, because he came in and really took a big role on the show that I was doing and made it a lot easier on me. So we got a new studio this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
In the middle of the year. Hey, Mike D, what about you? Mike D, our writer. It's the year of what?
I think it's the year of love. Like, yeah. It was the first time, like, I've had a girlfriend forever, and we've been together a year now, and we said, I love you this year. So yeah, it's been a big change in my life.
The year of love.
Nice.
It's good.
That could be next year for Bones.
What's that?
The year of love. 2020 could be.
Because this year was the year of growth,
growth,
and now
yes,
you're ready.
For sure.
You're
preparation.
Not,
for sure.
Prepping the table.
But he did say growth for, like, prepping the biggest year yet, so does that mean you'll be more work?
Grow a couple inches?
No, but, like,
6'2",
when you're busy and traveling and...
No, because I've still been busy and traveling. I plan to travel a little bit less next year.
Okay.
My goal, and what we have lined up right now, and it could fall through, everything can, is that I plan to have my own shows next year, at least one of them, where I do all my traveling, and then we shoot all the shows, and I'm done for a while. So, but no, I think I'm ready for both. So I'm going to spread my seed, extend my family, know me. I'm going to do all you guys' combined.
Yeah. Figure it all out.
That's my goal for 2020, is to have all of you guys' mine. You know my new favorite song?
Nope.
The Dua Lipa song? Have you heard this song? Ray, can you play from the beginning? This is my new favorite song right here.
Hold on, I copied over that one.
Let's play the hook. You can play the hook then.
All right.
Do you know this? Do your kids listen to this one? Dancing with Somebody. Do you know this?
Don't show up. Yes. Now I know. Don't come
out. My favorite part here. Hold on, it's the drums right here. Watch this. Help me now.
You like that part?
I do, yeah. That's my favorite part of it. That's my song right
this
there.
This isn't sad, though.
I know.
Interesting.
I know. It makes me dance.
They're just feeling it. It's the year of growth.
I know.
He grew into like fun music.
Mm-hmm. Play one more time. And even when you do the drums. I'm not even a big Dua Lipa fan. But I do like this jam. Don't come out. Here we go. Don't start caring about me now. Walk away. What you can't see is me doing the drums on that. Boop, boop,
boop, boop, he's boop, hitting boop, them all too.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I like it.
I was like, that's not Coldplay.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Interesting.
Okay. I think that's it.
It's so hard.
They're about to hear the last show of the year.
To say goodbye.
And you're not going anywhere crazy this year?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
So no, I don't think so. My plan now is to be here for a week, have my dog. I got to watch him. I didn't want to bore him. And then after the 26th, I can leave because my assistant will be back in town and she can keep the dog. And so then I may go to Austin for a few days. And then maybe Tasmania.
Tasmania?
I'm kidding.
Is that where the Tasmanian devil's from?
I don't have a plan as of now, but I'll do something.
If you can go anywhere like in the world that you've never been, where would you go? Seriously.
I would like to go to like Vietnam.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or
why?
I think because it's like a French Asian culture.
Really?
So that would be cool to me to see that. I think Paris would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to see the Eiffel Tower. I know that would be cool. That's Rod, our boss is on a conference call right now.
Yeah,
I got to go give him his Christmas present anyway. But that would be cool.
Wow, I didn't expect that. That's cool.
But I'm not going to do that one by myself. Vietnam is too far.
Yeah.
Probably it. Then I'm done. Those
that's
two places
it.
And I'm
that's
done.
That's it, Vietnam and Paris, and we're done.
Yeah, because Vietnam's like over underneath China, you know?
Yeah, it's far. It's far away.
It's like you have to go to California and then fly across a long way.
Yeah.
Maybe Spain would be cool, and that's kind of close as far as far countries go.
Let's all go.
Mother there. Country.
That's on my list.
That's where my people are from.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness.
What are you talking about? I'm a Garcia.
Maybe Afghanistan.
Okay.
Why? Stop it. That's like crazy.
Ray, hit me with my song one more time before we get out of here. All right. Don't show up. Don't come out. Don't start caring about me now.
Walk away. You know how. You might be hitting an extra one there at the end.
Okay, thank you guys. Here's today's show.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, mother. Mother and fathers. All right, here we go. Here's today's show. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
All right, it's Friday, and Raymundo's got the news. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yeah, 267 million Americans, their Facebook users' IDs, names, phone numbers were exposed online and shared. The database where they were posted has been shut down. In the Northeast, two people died in winter blast from bad roads. The freezing temps will continue today. It's going to get warmer this weekend into Christmas for the Northeast. And finally, people with vaping-related illnesses and lung issues, it surged past 2,500 people, and every U.S. state has been affected. Back to you, Bones.
All right, that's the news. Coming up, we'll have a debate if it's okay to have a honeymoon fund instead of getting wedding gifts. That's happening. We'll do that next.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Check.
Bobby Bones Show.
I have a screen in the studio, and when you text me, we can see all the messages here. Morgan, number two, what's a message we have recently?
So this couple wants to set up a honeymoon fund and have people who go to their wedding donate to it instead of sending them gifts, like wedding gifts. So you donate to their honeymoon fund, but they want to know if that's weird.
Okay, is it weird to set up a honeymoon fund? I'm going to say no. I mean, if you're going to ask people for something, money's money.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, use it on a clock or use it on a trip? I say clock because I got Amy a clock for her wedding,
gosh,
and then she never.
I hate that you bring this up. I never say never. I had it up
for like
long
8
time.
Months. She left it in her closet.
That's not true.
And I had to bust her chops to even get her to take the clock out of the closet.
Oh, man.
And so my point is, I would have rather just given money for a honeymoon. They could have used it rather than had to guilt her to use the gift that I bought her.
Okay.
So I have no problem with setting up a fund for anything. Mm-hmm. It's people's choice to give to it or not.
Yep.
Any fund, period. if Lunchbox wanted to set up a GoFundMe right now for a new set of underwear, would I donate to it? No. But would I hate if other people did? No. It's up to everybody who they give money to. Mm-hmm. So I have no problem. Although I probably would give money to Lunchbox new underwear fund.
Yeah. That's a good investment.
But I say no issue. Amy?
I mean, it's not an issue. I think a long time ago, me probably would have been like, oh, no, you can't do that. But gosh,
you're woke now.
I am a little bit. It's just so, there is no real normal. It's just whatever, because it seems weird because it's not the norm. But if people start accepting it, it's like, who cares? Like, I thought one of our friends had a baby shower recently. Like, they had a fund set up. Like, you went to their baby registration and it had onesies and baby stuff, all the things. But it also had, you can contribute to our night nurse fund. And at first I was like, whoa, okay, yeah, they're just asking for money to pay for their night nurse. Like, I didn't know this was a thing. But then that's what I decided to give to because I thought it was so cool. To me, it was weird at first.
And they'll use it.
But then really cool.
Unlike a clock.
Yes, because they're legit going to use it. They both work, and it would help if they got sleep, and they're first-time parents. And I was like, this is genius. Can I set up a fund for night?
Money's money. If you're going to buy a dishes set with a bunch of cows on it, or you're going to buy a night nurse.
Right. Like, it doesn't...
Gordita. Like just, Gordita for the night nurse.
I think you're going to start seeing stuff like this more and more where...
Yeah, because people are more practical now.
Right.
They're just like, you know what? Let's just skip all the steps. You're going to buy a bunch of crap I'm not going to use, like a clock, or I'm going to...
It's so not how it went.
Lunchbox, how do you feel about the honeymoon fund?
If you can't afford to go on a honeymoon, then don't go on a honeymoon. Oh. Don't have me pay for your honeymoon.
But what about if you can't afford for a new towel set with monogrammed letters, then
China.
Don't get a new towel
set.
No, that's a present for your house that you're going to use every day. Not everybody gets to go on a honeymoon. Everybody gets to use a shower and use a towel. So I just think that you're asking people, that's like saying, hey, we can't afford our wedding cake. Would you like to buy our wedding cake? No.
No problem with that if that's what people want to give money to.
No, get out of here. Do something you can afford. If your honeymoon is you can drive down the street and stay at the Holiday Inn, that's what you can afford. Don't ask your guests to send you on vacation.
Well, it's definitely an opinion and a bold one at that. But I feel like money's money. If you can ask for money, what's the difference in what you're going to do with it? You can just ask for a bunch of stuff and take it all back and get refunds. But cut out the middleman. Eddie? Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea. They're going to have a great honeymoon. I used to hate on registries because I thought it was bratty that you're like, I want this, I want that. But they're practical. It makes sense. It's a good idea.
And you know you're going to get what you ask for. And I get extra stuff. Even if you ask for a clock, you ask for that clock.
Exactly.
Just using that as an example, like offhand. It's a nice clock, too.
It is. I mean, the clock, I'm not even talking about it anymore. It was $80. It was from...
That's a nice one,
do you remember where it was from?
Yeah, from your registry, and you never used it.
You picked it on your registry?
I used it. It was from Pottery Barn.
That's why I bought it. She put it on a registry, and I was like, I'm going to get her something nice from her list.
Oh.
It was like one of the most expensive things left.
Listen, you know how you get the gun when you're registering, and you just get a little trigger happy because it's like so fun?
So I bought trigger happy.
I was like, I don't need the clock, but this clock looks kind of cool. So I scanned it and it ended up on my registry, and it was up in my house for a very long time, but I lived in North Carolina, so you never saw it.
No, it was in your closet forever.
Okay.
And she made a big ordeal about pulling it out. Mm. I've been holding on to that hard in my heart.
So Bones, when you bought the clock, were you like, oh, she's going to love
this? Yeah, I was like, not a lot of her friends would really be a good enough friend to spend $80 on a freaking clock.
And I was like, I registered for this.
And then she gets it and it's like, oh no, I registered. And then it's set in a closet in a box.
I'm done with this segment. It's the only way I told time for years.
Stop it, Amy. Stop it. Get your
Bobby Bones on. Bobby Bones, y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A lot of listeners are asking for an update on the Lunchbox waiter situation, where there was a waiter at a restaurant you go to that was like looking at your private information.
Yeah, so he wasn't even our waiter, and he went up and looked at our receipt because he wanted to know our names because he's such a huge fan of the show.
And you didn't like that because he wasn't your waiter.
Right, and so I felt like that was a violation of my privacy.
So then what happened after we talked about it on the show?
So then he reached out via Instagram and was like, hey, you know, I'm so sorry. I was just super excited. I'm a huge fan of the show. If you want to come back in and sit in my section, I'll give you free appetizers.
I thought you were a little angrier than you should have been because it was all public information.
Correct. I just felt like if he was my waiter, I'd get it. But going over and taking another waiter's receipt just to find out my name, a little creepy.
Is that like doctors not sharing charts?
Yeah, it's like the HOPA.
HIPAA.
Yeah.
HIPAA, but totally not.
Yeah, my waiter should protect my information.
Like your name that's on the internet.
That anybody can look up at any point.
Touche. So anyway, he hits me up via Instagram. He's like, come in and I'll give you free apps. So I'm like, hey, you know what? For free apps, I can probably bury a hatchet.
Do you call appetizers apps, by the way?
No.
I don't. He said the word via and touche and apps.
Trying to be hit.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't call them apps. You guys need to get with the times. That's what young people are calling them.
Oh, wow.
So I go in and I was like, all right, let's see if this guy's a man of his word. See if he's going to back out. So the wife and I go and we asked to sit in the dude's section and he hooked us up with apps. And at the end of the menu, at the meal, he goes, you know what? I'll throw in a dessert. Boom!
So you went and sat in his section.
Gosh.
Yep.
Where he can see all of your info now.
He already has it. So what difference does it make? And he said he would hook me up. So he gave me free apps. We got two apps and a dessert. Share dessert.
Did you tip on the appetizers and dessert?
No. That wasn't part of the deal. The deal was they were free apps because I wouldn't have ordered the apps otherwise.
Did you get a meal?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I tipped on the meal. Yeah, obviously. And I'm just going to say it. The dude came through. He went above and beyond because he gave me a dessert.
So people can buy your privacy is what you're saying.
Everybody has a price. And I mean, I figure two apps and a dessert, that's $20.
What kind of appetizers was it?
Mm. Oh, we had, what do you call the spinach dip?
Artichoke dip.
Yeah, artichoke spinach dip. Oh, that was a real good one.
And?
And we had some mozzarella.
Cheese sticks?
Yeah, that's what they're called, mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. And then what kind of dessert?
We had a brownie with vanilla ice cream.
Wow.
With some fudge. And you melt it all up. Oh, it's good.
Was it awkward to go to the restaurant and be like, hey, man, we're here for our free stuff?
Yeah, that seems weird.
It was a little weird because when we sit down, he's like, hey, he's like, oh, how's it going? I was like, hey, man, so we for real on those apps?
Oh, you said that.
Yeah.
We for real on those apps. Did you text him or Instagram him, tell him you were coming in?
No.
Well, how'd you know if he's working?
You just go. Oh. I mean, we'd been to the restaurant a couple times. He wasn't there. You just go. It's at one of our favorite restaurants, so we go a lot. And it's in the neighborhood. And the fact that he was able to hook me up, he said, yeah, man, I'll take care of you. So I was like, yeah, so we'd like to order two apps. And we ordered them. And what do you know on the bill? There was no apps.
So as a waiter, I mean, I've never waited tables. So I was a hostess, but I mean, I know how restaurants work. But like, you don't just have free reign to give people free food whenever you want. Like,
it just depends. I've worked in a couple restaurants. Sometimes you could to a point, and sometimes you had to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, I don't know, though, if you were like throwing him out Front Street on the radio.
Right.
Man, that could have got him in trouble.
It's like two things that could get him in trouble.
Wow.
Well, I didn't say his name.
Oh.
I didn't say, you know.
Yeah, we don't even know the restaurant.
He also could have paid for them himself.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he might be.
And maybe he's, you know, the head waiter, so he's able to do, he has a little bit more pull because he's been there longer. Mm. I don't know. Listen, that's for him and his boss to discuss. All I know is I got free apps and a dessert. And I'm living large.
I worked at one restaurant where you could have all the free food you wanted. You could eat. They
really?
Didn't care. Then I worked at another where you could have nothing for free and you only got 20% off even at the end of the day.
Wow.
So every restaurant culture is different. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and how do you feel about the whole situation now?
Oh, now it's buried. Hatchet's buried. We're friends. You know what I mean? We're cool. If he wants to look at my receipt now, go ahead and look away.
Morgan number two, do you call them apps?
Yeah, I do.
Yep. That's right. I'm hip.
What about tapas?
What?
Tapas.
What about them?
Well, that's an appetizer.
But that's a different thing.
That's what they're called.
That's what they're called.
Tapas. Oh. That's like if we call them taps, though.
Yeah, we're like, let me go get an ABBA. ABBA. Yeah, but you call them apps, Morgan number two?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. If I said, hey, we're going to get some appetizers, would you be like, that old fogey's using the whole word?
No, I just... All we do is like to shorten things. So anytime we can shorten a word,
yeah,
like
all the young people,
the generation that I'm in, yeah, we like to shorten words. So,
all right, thank you, Morgan number two, Lunchbox. Thank you for your update.
The Morning Show's official YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Bobby Bones Show, and subscribe today.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Blake Shelton made 7-year-old fan Colton, who is battling cerebral palsy's, wish by having Colton visit the set of The Voice. He and Blake hung out together and they took a bunch of pictures. The guys of Old Dominion shared their favorite Christmas movies.
Christmas Vacation is the must-watch movie for me, holiday season or not.
Mine has become Elf.
Elf is great.
Especially now that I've got a little kid to watch with.
I'd say Wonderful Life and Christmas Story.
Carrie Underwood revealed the first look at the cover of her book, Find Your Path, on Instagram. The book will have Carrie opening up about her personal health journey and offering healthy choices and simple meals that you can put together yourself. It's out March 3rd. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this kid, Steven, at 6 years old, was diagnosed with leukemia, and he's now 9. So for the past 3 years, it's been a lot of chemo and medicine and transfusions and all kinds of things. Well, he just took his last round of medication, like his last pill that he had to take, and his mom posted a video of it on Facebook, and it has gone viral, and it's just so amazing, like watching him take his last pill and then he stands up from the chair, like put his hands in the air, like victory, yeah. I beat cancer. And again, he's only 9 years old. So he's been through a lot, but his mom was just super proud of him. And that's, I love that everyone's enjoying the video.
Can we put this up on our Facebook page so people
can
see it?
Okay. Yeah.
Just go to facebook.com/Bobby Bones Show. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Palm Beach County, Florida. Two people were working at a Subway. The guy was getting off and he told the girl, hey, will you make me a meatball sub? And she accidentally made him a wrap, but he didn't realize it till he got home, opened it up, and was like, it's a wrap. She never listens to me. So he drove by her house and shot a couple bullets into the window.
What? Wow.
Wait, so, but he wanted a sub, right?
Yeah, and she
did it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's the dumbest thing.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
About 45 minutes away from Blue Christmas, where we all give our one blue gift to someone. Morgan number two, who'd you get?
I got Abby, our phone screener.
How do you feel about your gift?
I feel pretty good. But giving gifts always gives me a lot of anxiety because I just want it to be really good.
I would rather just take my gift, like my dog. Here's what my dog does. And most dogs, they'll get a bone, they run away with it and eat in the other room. I would like to do that with the gift that someone gives me. I just want to get it and run away into the other room and open it alone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But not in front of the person that gave it to you?
That's how I feel about what I got you for Christmas this year. I probably need you to just open it at home.
Why?
Because I just hope you understand it.
Oh, great.
It's not.
Well, our blue Christmas comes up in 45 minutes or so.
Not only you have to fake it when you don't understand.
You can bring it to the house.
Okay.
By the way, let me say this. Mike D, how much weight have you lost?
120 pounds.
So Mike D's lost 120 pounds.
Man.
And he's done it through all natural ways. He's just has been eating different, running. He's now a vegan.
Vegan.
He's now a vegan.
Crazy.
And so it's been an inspiration to a lot of our listeners. And you eat pretty clean year-round, right?
Yeah, year-round. Never break.
And so, by the way, we'll go to dinner sometimes. And this guy, I'll order food. And I eat clean. But I'll get, like, some grilled chicken, maybe a little spinach. And Mike will go, I'll have the all vegetables, please. And just show me up completely. And it's just a big pile of vegetables for dinner. And so, but once a year, what Mike D does is he does the Christmas purge. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, once a year, I allow myself to eat whatever I want.
And so, when do you do this?
Usually, like, on Christmas or the day after.
When are you doing it this year?
The day after Christmas.
So, that's a week from today, Friday, huh?
Friday.
Okay, so, do you do it all the meals?
All the meals.
So, breakfast, lunch, dinner, is there a snack, or what is it?
All of it. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack.
Do you know your menu already?
I have the menu.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay, for breakfast on the purge, what are you going to be eating?
I'm going to be eating blueberry pancakes with a side of biscuits and gravy.
Oh, that sounds good. Or that's a Tuesday for Eddie.
Yeah, that was yesterday. Cool, next one.
All right, for lunch, Mike D.
For lunch, I'm having homemade 3-cheese nachos with a side of rice and beans, and then a bowl of banana pudding for dessert.
Wow. Huh.
You've already planned all this out.
Yeah.
This is very,
I look forward to it.
Down to the detail.
Okay.
3-cheese.
What if you call Audible, though? Can you add things to it?
I'll add some stuff. If my mom makes something else, I'll throw it in.
For your snack?
My snack will be double chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, that's awesome.
Why?
Eddie has them right now.
That's in my house
Eddie's
every
like,
day.
No.
It's the best after
it's like
a meal.
They're good right now. And dinner?
I'm going with a Pizza Hut cheese stuffed crust pizza, and then a pint of Ben & Jerry's Americone Dream ice cream, and then to top it all off, a shot of tequila.
Wow!
What?
Living life.
Are you excited?
I'm really excited.
Do you ever do this? Like last year, did you do it and think, man, I'd just like to get back on this lifestyle?
No. Like after I do it, I feel like fine the next day, but it's out of my system. Don't think about it.
Does it mess your stomach up?
It doesn't. Like, I'll wake up the next day and I'm fine.
Yeah, because your body wants it.
Let us know about this year. I don't know. It's not going to mess your stomach up. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. I'll talk about it coming up in a little bit. But Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, where he talks about, he's a big movie nerd, and it's now it's paying itself off.
Yeah, in a podcast.
In a podcast. That's really good. Okay, so we'll do some stuff. Amy's Pile's coming up. Blue Christmas comes up in 45 minutes.
Yes.
Amy's final morning corny of the year happens. Mm-hmm. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I got some Christmas movie fun facts for you.
Okay.
Right before the holidays. So in Home Alone, the prop department originally created a fake tarantula to put on Daniel Stern's face, but the director made them use a real one. Ugh. His scream was added in later because otherwise the spider would have bit him.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, that series, The Movies That Made Us on Netflix, they do a whole Home Alone one, and it took them forever to find that house. And then they couldn't shoot inside the house because you have to put cameras in places where there are staircases mm-hmm. or walls. So that's the outside of the house. But they had a high school gym of a school that wasn't being used anymore. And they built the whole inside of that house in a gym so they could shoot it from in there.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's a cool series. Watch The Movies That Made Us. What else?
So in How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Jim Carrey had to complete torture endurance training from the CIA to help him get through the daily 8.5 hours of Grinch makeup.
I remember when that show was being made, that movie's being made, and him talking about that, how he had to take, I think, weeks of how to endure pain and just the time it takes. Because every day it would take 8 hours to put that makeup on him.
8 hours a day.
I would sleep in that stuff if I could. Like I do on American Idol. I just go sleep in the makeup and hopefully wake up the next day. But yeah, that's crazy. What else?
So Donald Trump only agreed to allow filming in the plaza in exchange for a scene in Home Alone 2. So he's like, yeah, you can use this, but
you
have to let me in the movie. In It's a Wonderful Life, the whole holiday picture was actually shot in the summer of 1946, and it occasionally got so hot that production literally had to be shut down for a few days. But it's like the most wintry Christmas scene.
Everybody's got sweaty armpits. Yeah. and
they're
all
like,
the Christmas scenes.
That is not going to fly. And then lastly, the original screenplay for Elf was apparently darker and PG-13, which would have been weird because it's
Jim
such
Carrey
a
family-friendly
movie. That's who they were considering for it when they first wrote it. But then, like 10 years later, they're like, okay, Jim Carrey, he didn't get it. But what's his name? Will Ferrell is. And now it's a more friendly tone, family-friendly tone. So.
And then it went R and it was called The Blinking Elf. And then they took it back.
No, but I'm glad that they made it a little lighter. And
speaking of movies, I was listening to Mike D's podcast. It's called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. And he was listing the highest paid roles of all time for a movie. I don't want to ruin, because he counts on the top 10. Somebody made $100 million, by the way, for a single movie.
Crazy.
You listen to his podcast to find it out. But did you watch Gravity, Amy, that movie Gravity?
Yeah, with Sandra Bullock.
She made $40 million from that movie.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Because a lot of them will take lesser to own some of the movie if it does well. And she was the main character of that movie, not George Clooney. But right, $40 million, Mike, right? It's a good podcast. Check it out. Mike D does, that's his main story, is the 10 movies in the highest roles of all time, paying roles. And then he reviews the Shia LaBeouf movie, but Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, if you're looking for a new podcast. And it's only like 35 minutes. So have you listened to it yet?
I haven't listened to it yet.
It's good. You'll like it.
I will over the holidays.
Yeah. What else you got, Amy?
So just heads up, over the holidays, if any family arguments bust out and you happen to have the Amazon Alexa, you can actually, there's a new feature where you can tell it to change the subject and it'll throw out a new topic for your family to discuss. So
if you're fighting about presents, like, I don't like that present, you say, don't say her name.
Yeah, I know. Like da-da-da, change the subject. And
now
then
you will talk about politics.
Oh, even better.
No. Change the subject.
Fine, really? Religion.
Yes. No. Change the subject. I don't think that she's going to suggest things that are controversial. She'll probably give you something like, you know, I mean, not even your favorite Christmas movie, because that can get controversial, but maybe she'll give topics that you don't argue about.
What's funny is that we all know each other's humor so much because we sit around all the time, do the show. Amy and I hang out, or even Eddie and I travel a lot together and do comedy, but Raymundo hears everything that we do. If you can get Raymundo to laugh during a segment, you know you've done something funny. Because as we were throwing out the new topics, Raymundo starts laughing in the glass room. I look at you sometimes. When you crack, I'm like, that must have been funny.
It definitely was, yeah.
Thank
Agreed.
You. Thank you, Raymundo. All right, what else, Amy?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A guy gave away $12,000 in Christmas toys, starting at the low-income complex where he once lived. The act of generosity took place at the Harris Gardens Apartments in Harrisonburg, Virginia, all thanks to a former resident of the low-income apartment complex. Adam Armstrong stopped by recently and said he wanted to help give the kids who live there a Christmas to remember, since he lived at that same place himself before succeeding in business. Sarah Lewis Weeks, who manages the complex, said she couldn't believe it at first. Quote, the guy shows up in my office. He says, I'd like to come by Saturday to give out some presents. She's like, wait, is this for real? He was true to his word. He showed up to distribute this huge haul of new toys from the back of a moving truck while wearing a Santa hat. In total, he delivered 1,327 games, stuffed animals, and toys, as well as 100 bicycles to the complex. Wow. Pretty cool, huh?
Wow, yeah.
He said the kids were so innocent and sweet. They'd say thank you. Someone would be shy or reluctant, and he was very happy he was able to do that. So there you go. Merry Christmas from this guy. And us, too.
Yeah.
It's free to give those away.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
It's almost time for our blue Christmas Santa giveaway. I guess that's not a giveaway. We drew a name, and that person you have to get a gift for. And the thing is, it had to be blue. That's it. It could be blue. It doesn't
easy
matter what.
Easy as pie.
Easy as pie. Everybody has their gifts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Raymundo?
Yeah!
You want yours now or you want it in a minute?
I mean, if you want to bring it, let's
I'll
do it.
Okay, hold on. I won't do it yet. We may want to close the whole bit with this one.
What?
Yay! Dude, it was tough sleeping last night, I'll tell you that.
Because you knew what Santa Bones was going to bring you?
Oh, I knew it was going to be a good one, but I'm not putting the hopes that high. I mean, it's a gift-giving thing. Like, what are you going to bring me? The world? I mean...
Exactly.
It's all in a box. It's just, it's an awesome thing that we do, and I'm excited for it.
Amy, who did you have?
Scuba Steve.
So you got Steve a gift.
Yeah.
Our new producer, which you don't... He's only been here for like a month or so.
Yes.
It's tough.
But having the theme really helps, because it gives you options of things, and I got him a little package. Goodies I think he'll like.
Okay, blue Christmas, and Raymundo's giving me a gift.
Yeah!
Could you sleep last night?
Couldn't sleep last night!
Yeah. Y'all got each other.
We'll do that coming up in just a second. Now the... What, Amy?
Oh, I'm trying to think who got me. I think it's Eddie.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, cool.
The final Christmas joke is right now. Final Amy morning corny Christmas
this
edition.
This one you can maybe... tell when you're sitting around the Christmas tree.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm into that. All right, here we go.
The morning corny.
Why are Christmas trees so bad at knitting?
Why are Christmas trees so bad at knitting?
Because they always drop their needles.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. We close out with that one.
Yeah!
That's the last morning corny Christmas style.
That was the morning corny.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
All right, we're a few minutes away from getting started with our blue Christmas, which is we had to get everybody something that was blue. I'll say this, though. There's like a black market Christmas exchange happening behind the scenes where people buy gifts for other people that weren't inside of Blue Christmas.
Ooh.
Like, it's a secret gift exchange, and people are like, okay, don't tell anybody. Like, Mike, did you open your gift for me? So I got Mike D. It takes a while to make, but I got Mike D because he has a new podcast that just started called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. And if you shoot a visual, he doesn't have a sign. So I had this big sign made out of steel that says Movie Mike's Movie
Podcast awesome.
With his logo.
Yeah.
And it wasn't part of the gift exchange, and it wasn't blue. So I had to be like, hey, man, come here. So I gave him that. And I'll say this, Morgan number two, I have so many shoes, but they got me slides, both of them, which is the best shoe.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
So they secretly got me slides for gifts. Anyway.
It's a secret. You shouldn't tell everyone.
But yeah, there are no secrets in this room. But there's definitely a black market gift exchange happening here. Who needs a kidney?
I'll take one.
So over the next 45, 50 minutes or so, we will be exchanging our blue Christmas gifts. Also, our friend Steve Mokler is here to play music for the next hour. And he's here right now. There he is.
Yay!
Morning, Steve. How are you, bud?
Good morning, man. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I saw on your Instagram you have another baby.
That's right, man. We announced yesterday.
Yeah, I knew already.
You already
I
knew.
I didn't spoil, though.
Man, how'd you know that?
I could just look in your eyes and tell.
You see, I'm impressed, man. You impress me more all the time.
See in your eyes.
You can tell when you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. At Steve Mokler on Instagram. And Steve's going to play a couple Christmas songs coming up. But will you play Suitcase first?
I'd love to, man.
All right, so Steve's here. And I was like, hey, man, play some songs. And this is the big hit.
This is the one, man.
This is the one that made him all the money to have all the babies. Here he is. Steve Mokler, everybody. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. There he is, Steve Mokler, live in studio. Woo! His wife is sitting right beside him in the studio. She was in the green room, and she's one of Amy's really good friends. We were like, you can come sit in the studio. You can come sit in here. And they were like,
now she's just sitting in the studio in here.
So we're going to play a couple Christmas songs coming up. Why don't we get our first two blue Christmas gifts going at the same time here? So let's bring in our two newest folks on the show, which is Scuba Steve, our new executive producer, and Abby. And you're going to get gifts. Who got them, by the way?
I got Scuba Steve.
Okay, so give Scuba Ski his gift. And who got Abby?
I have Abby.
Okay, Morgan got Abby. Okay.
I don't know what happened to the bow.
So Steve will go first. And Yeah. Okay, right. Unless you want to go do it in the bathroom. Like, what? All right, Steve is opening his gift here. Okay. It has to be blue. It's from Amy to Steve.
Yeah.
Still in the Amazon box?
Yeah, well, no, I was going to give Amy a hard time because it didn't look like it was open yet. But okay, here we go.
Whoa, cool. The blue light filter computer glasses. Blue coffee.
Blue coffee, blue.
And a blue Yeti little thermos thing.
Oh, that Yeti is cool.
Yeah, the Yeti is probably the best part of the gift. But
thank you, I appreciate it.
How you feel about that, Steve?
And he's in front of a computer a lot.
Yeah. Here, move your microphone over to him a little bit so he can be heard.
I feel like it's pretty good, yeah. 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay. He has set the standard of giving numbers for scores. I didn't know who was going to go there first.
Bobby,
I didn't do it.
Rude.
I didn't do it. Scuba Steve did that.
What would have made it a 10? Like JetBlue tickets?
Here we go.
No, this is pretty. This is good. This is satisfactory. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
I like that. Okay.
I should have gotten blue Doc Martens. I knew it.
Who's giving Abby her gift?
I got Abby.
Okay. Morgan number 2's got Abby. She's reaching under her table. It's in a little polka dot bag.
Yeah. Bag.
Eddie, do you want to remove by you on the camera?
That's good. Come over here, Abby.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
What I see, I love it.
Abby's our newest phone screener.
There's a Jayhawk on it, and I'm a huge KU fan.
This hurt my heart. I'm a K-State fan.
I know. That had to be, like, really hard because, yeah, I know you're a K-State fan. I love it, Morgan.
It's a blue Kansas.
It's so pretty.
It's a bomber jacket.
There it is. There she is. All right.
Nice. I love it.
Score it.
10.
No!
10 out of 10.
No!
10?
Yes. There's nowhere to go up.
But it's real. Really.
All right. There you go, Abby.
Morgan,
blue Christmas. Still to get their gifts in the next segment. Mike D., Morgan number 2, Hillary. Ray, when do you want yours? Want yours sooner or later?
Well, you were saying close it out. So.
Well, it's a tiny bag.
I like tiny.
I do.
Interesting.
I'm down for whatever the format is. I don't know. I don't schedule the show.
Okay. Then why don't we take a break?
Okay.
We'll come back, and getting gifts in Blue Christmas next will be Mike D., Hillary, Morgan number 2. Also, Steve Mokler's here, which, by the way, Steve's got a new album out called Blue Jeans. No, wait. Pocket One, wait, you have music out right now.
Yeah, so there's an album called Blue Jeans, and we're releasing it as 3 pockets.
That's what I thought.
2 pockets have come out, and the last pocket's coming out January 17th.
The front pocket?
You know what? I think it's the front pocket. Yeah, we're saving the back pocket for last.
Okay.
I didn't think about it,
How
but yeah.
How fitting that Blue Jeans is on Blue Christmas.
I know.
Christmas.
It's perfect.
So check out Blue Jeans from Steve Mokler, and we'll play some music from that coming up too. All right, back in a second here. It's the Blue Christmas special. You can all, by the way, you can also watch this as we open gifts. I just wish they wouldn't have committed to a 10 so early.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was pretty lucky for her. She's a, what is that, Blue Jays?
Jayhawks
fan, and they're blue. And
did she go to Kansas?
The theme was blue.
Yeah. She did? Mm-hmm. So she went to Kansas and you went to Kansas State?
Yeah, we're enemies technically, but.
Technically, you're not enemies.
technically, you just went to two schools in the same state.
Hey, but it would be hard for, like, if...
But not enemies.
Who's Arkansas's enemy? Alabama?
Wins. We've really been fighting on
W's.
Yeah.
Big W? Yeah.
Yeah, we've been struggling with those wins. Okay, we'll come back next.
Get B to the O to the double B-Y.
Bobby Bones.
It's our Christmas episode where it's Blue Christmas all this hour. Instead of buying gifts for everyone, everybody buying everybody gifts and spending all money and being broke, we drew a name, and that is a name that you were to buy something blue for. And so Amy got Scuba Steve the blue glasses, the blue blocker glasses, mm-hmm. and blue coffee and a blue Yeti.
Yes.
It's interesting. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Especially the Yeti. That's a good gift.
Oh, yeah.
And then Morgan number two got our phone screener, Abby, a blue
bomber jacket.
KU jacket. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, people say, hey, you're not enemies. You're rivals. I agree.
All right. Whatever you're you want to call it, it's all the same.
If you went to Kansas State and if you saw someone with a KU flag on their car, you would pull over and help them. They had a flat tire.
This is true.
You don't pull over for an enemy. Yeah.
But it's still a really strong rivalry. Yeah. Like, it's really intense.
Great rivalry. Love that. Rivalry.
Okay.
All right. Steve Moakler is here as well. He's got his guitar. He's playing in the studio. And so before we get our next gifts up, Steve, how about a Christmas song?
You got it, man.
Hey, you know what? Earlier, and I don't know if you have this planned or not, were you guys playing Feliz Navidad in here?
Yeah, we were. I asked him if he knew it, and he's like, I figured this out.
Do you? You don't have to play the whole thing, but do you know it?
I mean, I didn't know it, and I was singing Dog for a while, but I think I might.
Just give
us
a little bit
of it. Let's
see. Yeah. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
There he is, Steve Moakler, our live Christmas music in the studio.
So fun.
Amy just starts singing randomly.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Yes,
Amy. I didn't even know I was doing that to you, Steve. I'm sorry.
I'm so glad. That's what you hope happens.
Yeah. Amy starts doing the harmony. Look at it.
I literally just was having a good time. I didn't even know I was doing that.
It's our Nashville
okay,
lady.
Okay.
Our Christmas episode. Let's bring in Utility Hillary. Here she comes. A little story about Hillary as... Morgan, number one, left the show because she works for me somewhere else. Hillary had to step in and fill a lot of gaps as we were looking for a new executive producer. And it was a big year for Hillary, a stressful year for Hillary. But she did great. She did great all year long.
Yeah.
So, Hillary, you'll be getting a gift. Who got Hillary? Steve?
Moakler?
Steve. Oh. And
he gifted her a song. okay, here we go. So, Scuba Steve got Hillary.
Yes.
Well, that's a lot. Blue box. Is that Animaniacs on the cover or is that Mickey?
It's Mickey Mouse.
Oh. The box is too big to even put on the table.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, Hillary's opening up the first package.
Oh my gosh. Amy's gonna love this.
Is it an avocado?
It's the Mariah Carey Christmas record.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I love it. Is that blue?
No, but it goes with what's blue in here.
Oh.
Yes. You open that one first.
Amy's enforcing the rules.
I know. I'm sorry.
Wow. Hey, I gave you an 8 out of 10, Amy. That's a great number.
I'm sorry. No, I love this. This is awesome.
Blue
Thank
Christmas.
You. Definitely a 10 out of 10.
Well, you didn't say what it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. A record player.
Is it blue?
It's a Bluetooth blue record player.
A Bluetooth blue record player. Nice. There it is. Hillary's like, I give it an 8 out of 10. We're like, this is radio. You have to tell us what it is. Hillary got a blue record player with Bluetooth. There, nice job.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
And
thank
the
you.
Score of? The score of?
10 out of 10.
Wow.
Okay.
So dumb.
That is pretty good, though.
But 10 out of 10 means perfect. There's no really such thing as 10 out of 10 is my point.
Yeah, Steve. He gave me an 8. Everyone else
gave 8 is good.
Okay.
Like, there's, in my mind, there's no eight. Such thing as 10 out of 10. Because there's no such thing as perfection.
I feel like the gift you got me last year was 11.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Okay, thank you, guys. Okay, all right. Let's go to Mike D. Mike D. will be receiving his gift now. Mike D is the writer on the show. If you hear games, most likely he wrote it. And getting Mike D a gift is Lunchbox.
I got him a gift. Put a lot of thought into this, Mike D, so you better like it.
All right.
I don't have a receipt, so you can't take it back.
Got blue wrapping paper. Got some weight to it.
Yep.
We got a temperature control mug.
Ooh, yeah. That's
is,
nice.
Is it blue?
It's a Bluetooth coffee mug.
Oh. Does it play music?
Phone? Yep.
That's awesome,
what?
Dude. Yep.
That's awesome. I drink coffee every day. So
how do you connect it to your phone? What does it do?
It has an app.
And it tells you what?
You can control the temperature up to 80 minutes. So if you want to sit there and relax on the porch, you can keep it at a certain degree, play some music from it. There you go.
That's wow. Awesome.
Wait, you can play music from the phone?
From the cup?
That's what I mean. From the cup. The cup has a speaker in it?
Yeah, I guess. It's Bluetooth.
No, I don't think that's what it means.
I think, wait, read it.
Did you do any research on this?
No, I saw a Bluetooth coffee cup and I knew he loved his coffee. So
I think you can probably.
I think you can adjust the temperature with
right,
your
right.
Yeah,
if you can play music on this thing, that's amazing.
But you can?
No, I don't think you can.
He said if.
Okay. Mike D?
I give it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Boom.
Morgan number 2 now getting her gift.
It's called bringing the good gift.
Who got Morgan number 2? Oh, Mike
oh,
D.
Mike
does.
D.
Everyone forgets.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Everyone's so focused on getting their gift, no one remembers who they got.
Morgan.
Thank you. It's so cute. You chose sparkles.
Morgan number 2 is opening her. It's a box. Cardboard box. Mike D to Morgan number 2. Blue Christmas gift.
Oh, you did it. This is amazing. He got me a Disney Plus card.
Oh, like that's cool.
Amazing. Yeah.
It's a year of Disney Plus.
Oh, that's a good
one. This is amazing.
That's a good one.
I wanted to get this.
Now you have it.
There may not be perfection, but Disney Plus is perfection. That's a 10 out of 10.
You got a 10 out of 10. Wow. Yeah.
All right. I like that. That's good. Okay.
Wow.
That's good.
It's real good.
Okay, so who's left? Eddie,
mm-hmm.
Lunchbox, Amy, yep. Me, and Raymundo. Raymundo, do you want yours next, or do you want to hold it out?
If you want to do it next, we can do it next.
What's that, a tease?
Yeah.
Coming up, if you want to do it after the break. I have Raymundo here in a little bag. Any guesses?
Shake that.
Okay, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Raymundo, can you turn the music down for just 1 second, please? Okay, this is Raymundo's bag. Here we go.
Oh,
I got nothing from that.
Definitely a gift card.
Let's see.
Yep.
I tasted it.
Tastes good.
It tastes good. Let me say this. Yeah, there's a little taste to it.
Interesting.
That's all I'm going to say there.
What?
Excuse me?
It could be some edible, Amy, is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but.
All right, we'll come back in a second and we will do Eddie and Lunchbox and more music from Steve Mokler. When we return here, it's the Blue Christmas special on The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is Bobby. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, it's Blue Christmas. We are exchanging our Christmas gifts. We drew a name, and then whoever you drew, you had to buy a gift for it. And it was blue.
Yeah.
And so, we were going to do White Christmas. It was because it like the snow. It was like, we'll do White Christmas.
And the song,
and
yeah.
And then Scuba Steve goes, probably not a good idea. People may take that the wrong way. Like white people.
No, that's right. A good.
And that was I was like, you know what? I didn't even think about that.
Good looking out.
So Blue Christmas is what it turned into, which means I've spent like 2 weeks with this song in my head.
As you're shopping,
all
as
the time.
You're rapping.
I'll be so blue. Who got Lunchbox? Hillary? All right, let's let Lunchbox open up his gift.
All right.
Hillary, just be prepared for...
No, he's going to put a good face on. I got a good feeling about this.
Oh, okay. He's in a good mood today.
Lunchbox, open last, okay? So that's the card. It has Santa Christmas wrapping.
Santa crap.
Good one, dude.
Look, they kind of looks like Elf. Oh, wow. All right. Got me a onesie for baby box number 2, a baby Jayhawk. I'm a huge Jayhawk fan. And then, wow, little Jayhawk t-shirt for baby box 1. Yeah. And a new Kansas hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Mine all look old and ratty. Thank you. That's great. Thank you very much.
You got to open the card, though.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the card.
Open last.
Oh, this better be money.
This better be money. That's green.
Yeah, but she already gave me something blue.
But it's blue Christmas.
Yeah, you can give something green on top of it. Oh my gosh, smallest card ever. All right, flower. I don't guess those are flowers. Surprise, you get to pick only one Titans player you want to have on the Sore Losers. Really?
Wow.
You lined up the Sore interview for us?
Oh, and yeah. They're blue. They're
That's
blue.
Good,
and
Hillary.
Titans are blue? Wow.
That's a good gift. What?
Yeah, I said any. I thought I said any. That's awesome.
Who are you picking?
I don't know. We'll discuss that as a show. I don't make all the decisions.
Okay. Hillary, great job.
Yeah, that's
a great
good.
Job.
Great
that's a
job.
10 out of 10.
There she is.
Yeah.
Nice job, Hillary.
Everybody's gotten a 10 except for me.
Okay. Amy, but you went first.
Amy, I got
and
a 9.
Steve didn't
Amy.
Know how to
Steve,
set the...
What?
He just started
how
with...
How does Steve feel about this now? How
hey,
he's
Scuba
making
Steve.
Me feel?
Scuba Steve's our new executive producer who came to us. Started about a... How long have you been with the show now, Steve?
Just a little over 1 month.
Okay. And so, Steve, how do you feel that you started with an 8 and pretty much everybody's went above you so far?
I feel like 8 is still a really good number.
All right, he's sticking with it. Yeah. He's sticking with the 8. All right.
That's probably what you deserve.
Well, no. I just don't... I don't know how things were where he came from.
It was legit.
Oh. Getty Cooler was really nice and very cool.
He used to work for Ryan Seacrest. They got much better gifts over there at Ryan Seacrest World.
Apparently. Apparently, they give tins over there.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest really giving the big gifts. Okay. Why don't we go and let's go to Eddie. Let's give All Eddie right. his gift. Our new phone screener,
phone screener
Abby.
Oh, yes.
During blue. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, you're good.
Okay, so this is kind of in two parts. Part one.
All right, part one.
She's so quiet.
Part one.
Am I?
All right, it's in a bag. Here we go. Okay. Man, I love Christmas.
Yeah.
As this he opens
exciting.
A gift.
This is exciting.
Okay, here we go.
All right, it looks like an article. Feels like an article of clothing.
Ooh, double wrapped.
Yeah!
Oh.
Cowboys, baby! And I have a Dak Prescott jersey, and this is an Ezekiel Elliott. Feed him oatmeal! Woo! This is amazing. This is the coolest thing I've gotten.
That's cool.
10.
Oh, for sure. Amy, stop being a hater.
Amy, I'm
all of a sudden, Amy's the Grinch of Christmas now. It shifted from Lunchbox.
I'm not the Grinch. Steve is.
No, you are. You are so mad about your score.
Okay, fine. I'm going to let it go.
Okay, let it go.
But it was the 8.
Yeah, this is awesome.
But she said it was in two parts.
Two parts?
Oh,
there's there's more?
Oh, there's more.
Okay, so there's one more. It's
you get to make out with any Cowboys player that you want.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, not quite. Okay, so it's actually a video, so he can watch it, but I think we're going to play the audio.
Okay.
So, I'm going to get him on my phone, and you can
hold on. Raymundo, let's want to time this right, or do you want to listen to it, Eddie?
Just listen.
Listen.
And who is the video, so our listeners know?
Well, you'll see. They'll do a little intro.
Okay.
I mean, it'll be obvious.
Okay,
you'll see.
Go ahead.
Hi, we're the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, and we wanted to wish Eddie a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
What? This is crazy! Awesome. That's amazing!
And they shook their pom-poms.
This is the best for Christmas ever!
Okay, that's awesome.
My wife's not going to like that, but that was awesome!
That's Abby, great job!
Yes.
Hey, come on!
Hey,
Eddie,
what do you give
rate that one.
Oh, that's a 10, 11 out of 10. Come on!
Oh, that's
come
awesome!
Come on!
Wow!
Dang, Merry Christmas, everyone. That's great.
Abby, how'd you get the cheerleaders?
That's so funny.
Tears in my eyes.
Okay, so I do some stuff for CMT sometimes, and they have, you know, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders like show on there.
Oh, okay.
And so I kind of reached out and I was like, can they make a video? I also like slid in the DMs of every Cowboys player, but no
nothing
response.
Back. Yeah.
So this is good.
I do the same thing too. They never write it.
Wow,
that's
great
so
gift!
Good.
Great gift!
Thank you,
wow.
Abby. Wow.
Man. I have a couple of questions here on the text line. They say, "How was Morgan number 2's gift blue?" That's a great question. Mm-hmm. We can't assume people can see us.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah.
It's radio. Morgan number 2, will you explain this?
Yeah, it's a blue gift card, and Disney Plus, like, their logo is blue, so it's all blue.
Think of the Disney logo.
Yeah.
It's white letters with blue around it, and so that's what it is. That's a great text. Thank you, because I definitely wouldn't have thought about that. Okay. Steve Mokler is here performing. Steve, you know what I'd like to hear if you take requests?
Yes, sir.
Would you play, because you have a new record out called Blue Jeans, would you play 72 Winnebago?
I love
it. I think that's a great song. If you like the song, you can stream it or download it. Steve Mokler is here, and he's playing live in the studio all morning. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore.
But you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby
Bones. There he is, Steve Moakler in studio. That is a new song you can get off his record, Blue Jeans. We're going to come back. We have three gifts to get. Amy will get her gift. I'll get my gift. Raymundo will get his gift.
Okay.
Raymundo and I are switching with each other, too.
Yeah.
I think, are we the only two that are straightforward 1-2? Everybody else kind of been moved around a little bit? Yeah. Okay, so we'll do that, and we'll come back. Here's the Christmas, the Blue Christmas special here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
We have three more gifts in the Blue Christmas gift exchange. We'll do that coming up in the next 5 minutes or so. I was at home last night. I was reading about this drug that they're developing that they say if you take, it can give you motivation.
Oh, okay.
Because it's all a chemical in the brain. And if you think any of the drugs that we're taking that mess with how we feel, that's just chemicals. They're just untrapping parts of our brains that are releasing chemicals. And so...
What's the difference between that and like Adderall?
Well, I'm going to tell you. So... The idea is have the drug get dopamine, which is the fun, warm, fuzzy feelings that you get.
Mm-hmm.
Like dopamine's like the, ooh, and it will inspire people to be more productive. So would you take a pill to be more productive?
I guess I would try it, but I know how I felt when I took ADD meds. And yeah, in the beginning, it's all fun. And you're like, feel amazing and productive and awesome. And you're like, who am I? But then you start to lose some of yourself.
Is that what alcohol's like?
You're not productive.
Kind of.
I mean,
but what I'm saying is you feel good. You're like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden you hit the bad point where you're like, who am I?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's similar. And then you just feel, and you come down off a high and you feel tired. And
usually your friends remind you of who you are. They're just like, dude, this is what you did last night. And you're like, I did.
But can you imagine how much I could get done if I took a...
No, you don't need it.
Oh,
you've already got it.
What do you mean I don't need it? Are you kidding?
No, whatever chemicals you need to be productive, you have them. Like, you're good.
You need a
you need
D,
one that, like, yeah.
Like something that takes it off
That's
a little bit.
That's called weed.
Oh, right.
They already have that.
You're right.
Don't do that. Would you try it, yes or no?
Yes, I would try it.
Me too.
But I wouldn't stay on it.
You don't know. You may be so motivated to take more. And then you can't stop. You're so motivated to take more and more and more and more. Then you just explode.
Yeah.
Did your daughter have a picture of her school uniform up on your Instagram story?
Yeah, they were trying them on, so I took a quick little video because they look so cute. And she's like on cloud nine because she dressed up as a schoolgirl for Halloween. Not like a sexy one, but like a normal one.
No one thought
and
that.
No one thought that. It's like the high boots thing with Amy. She was like, I can't let my daughter have high boots because that's not, it's too sexy. And we're like, not if she wears jeans.
Right.
Okay. So just a normal schoolgirl for Halloween because she loves anime. And yeah, now she gets to wear a uniform to school every day, well, starting in January. And she's so pumped.
So they got into school?
Yes. They got in.
They're good.
Mm-hmm. It was a little back and forth, but basically we were like, can we just give them a chance?
What do you mean back and forth?
Well, remember how I told you I got that email and they're like, we'd love to have them. They're, you know, here's the application. Well, we thought we'd love to have them. That means, sweet, y'all are going to take them. But I guess, no, it still meant we had to fill out the application and they needed to approve everything. And they didn't think they were equipped, so it didn't get approved. And Ben and I were like, my husband, we were like, excuse me? So we went and met with them face-to-face yesterday and had a great meeting, and they're going to give them a chance. We have to kind of be in a special program, but it's fine. We're giving them a chance.
If you're new to the show, Amy's kids came from Haiti 2 years ago, actually.
Yeah, tomorrow it'll be exactly 2 years.
And so they're still having a bit of trouble with the language.
Yeah.
English is second language, and there's some school issues
there.
Yeah,
the problem with the school is they don't know what grade to put them in, and they don't want to. Like, at some levels, Stashira is a sixth grade level, which is where she should be. But other subjects, she's at a third grade level, so it makes it tricky.
So am I. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you guys for hanging out. Watch us live. We're about to do our final gifts, and Steve Moakler's playing live. You can go to facebook.com/Bobby Bones Show and watch the show live as we're doing our Blue Christmas gift exchange. So appreciate you guys hanging out with us here this morning.
Bobby Bones Show. Get your bones on.
Time for Blue Christmas. We have three people left. Amy will get her gift. I'll get mine. Raymundo will get his. Hey, Raymundo, come on in. I'll give you yours now.
Come in.
Well, I can't hear you, Ray.
Come in there.
Yeah, can you leave the bowl? Mike, will you go run?
I'm about to just ghost ride this thing.
Ray just leaves the ship. Ray's running all the sound. Yeah, so Mike Dio running there.
That's like over. Dad just jumping out of the car while it's running.
Yeah, you'll be good. All right, Raymundo's coming in here. I have Raymundo's
Let's
gift.
Let's do this!
It's in...
You, Let's go! You want me to come with you?
Yeah, you
oh
come
my
with
gosh.
Come on!
Get my camera. Okay, so it's in a little red bag, right? Raymundo, this is for you. Go ahead.
Red bag, I'm guessing there must be blue inside. So let's see.
That's right. It's blue Christmas. Everything has to be blue. Ray, look at the...
Wrapping paper.
Just,
all right.
No, okay, look.
Oh, what? My gosh. All right, I'm reading it right now with y'all. A trip for you and Bay to Panama City Beach, Florida, PCB. Two-night stay at the Majestic Beach Resort and Airlines. And it's on Southwest. They're blue.
Yeah.
Woo! And water's blue.
And it tastes like salt. A little salty.
Oh,
a little
dude, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. This is amazing. And it's all blue. Blue, y'all.
And the water's blue.
Bones, how much does that set you back?
Yeah.
Don't worry about what it sets people back. This is Christmas.
Dang.
This is Christmas. Raymundo, happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you give that?
Oh, he's got to rate it.
Y'all, I got to give it a 10 out of 10.
There it is. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Wow.
That is definitely a 10.
There you go.
Sorry, Mike. Couldn't get you that.
Yeah, sorry, Scuba Steve. Hope you like that Yeti.
Yeah, enjoy that coffee cup, Mike. Just imagine you're in Panama City.
Okay. Amy.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm next.
You
awesome.
Have to go
oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah. Wonderful. Amy, mine's in a little box.
That's fine. Don't worry, Eddie. I'm not expecting a beach. Okay.
Oh, she's going to give you lower Nate. Just so
what? Lower. No, I'm not. Steve will get punished.
So my son, my 11-year-old, he helped me with all these gifts.
Well, Eddie, how am I supposed to get into this? Like,
tear it up.
Open the tape already, Eddie?
Oh, no. It's open. You just put your hand in there and there you go.
Okay.
Eddie, taped
it's still
it
sealed.
It's like, okay. Oh, the blue wrapping. Let me see. What is this? Oh, a little blue, like, food mug?
It's a hydro flask.
Okay, so like a thermos to put my soup in?
What's a hydro flask?
So my son calls it a Visco package because I guess there's a such thing as a Visco girl, which is like a girl that...
Filters herself.
Yes, and they're environmental friendly.
Oh.
So this is something, an alternative for a plastic jug or a mug or whatever to bring your stuff in?
Yes, yeah. And I can put my Hay straws in here.
She does bring in a bunch of...
Oatmeal,
all the time.
Yes.
Oh, and blue mason jars, which are super cute. Like all I use at home is mason jars, so this is perfect. Oh, and it even says perfect mason on
Boom.
It. That's so cute, Eddie. Thank you.
There's one more in there.
Oh.
Well, dang, the gifts keep. It's like a clown car.
Yeah.
It's like a clown car at Christmas.
Oh my goodness.
You can put this one on your keychain.
Clowns keep coming out of the car.
Right.
It's amazing.
What is this? Oh.
Wait.
It's a blue, yes. Well, it looks like it. Oh, it's the new AirPod.
No, stop it. Don't say all that. It's not what it is.
What is that?
You don't know what it is.
Oh, this is a straw.
Yes.
Oh, this is
it's the opposite of an AirPod.
But yes, I need to give these a chance. And then, this is a straw case. Oh, and you carry it with you and you
Correct.
Have it with you wherever you go.
And
okay.
he goes, they're AirPods. And he's like, no,
they're not.
It's a straw.
What does this look like to you?
It's like an AirPod case.
This looks like an AirPod case. And then I was like, I thought this is one of those new AirPod holders where it like connects to yours so you don't lose them.
You can try it.
You know?
I love her excitement. It's a, oh yeah, oh,
Eddie, thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
Love it.
You're welcome.
Eight.
Oh, told you.
That's
told
a score. You've already said it.
Wow.
You can't take it back.
It's okay.
Eight out of 10.
No,
wow.
I didn't. I'm joking.
Eight
I was doing
no,
to be the only
it.
Eight. It's a 10.
Eight out of 10.
Hey, it's a 10.
It's okay. I deserve
it's a 10.
It.
It's
an
eight. No, you
should've
don't.
I should have gotten her AirPods.
Okay.
Eddie, I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Amy.
And here is my gift from Raymundo. Right, Raymundo?
Yeah!
It's in a very... sparkly light blue package. It is a black Nike box.
That's a big box. Those shoes, those are huge.
Is that a beat up box?
Wow.
These are Bozo's blue shoes from 1963.
What's in there?
They are blue.
Oh, wow.
Jordan 1s with the strap. Ray, what are these exactly?
Are those Air Force 1s, aren't they?
No, no. Oh, yeah, they are Air Force 1s. Yeah, you're right. Those are cool, Raymundo. Thank you, bud. I give them a 10! Yeah. Okay. Well, there we are. Blue Christmas has concluded itself. Our musical guest all hour has been Steve Moakler. And Steve, you have one more song for us. What are you going to play us?
You know, I don't write a lot of Christmas songs, but this is an original Christmas song I'd love to share for you guys. It's called Bobby the Country DJ.
Okay. Oh, boy.
You know Amy and Lunchbox, Mike D and Eddie, Raymundo, Scuba Steve, and Utility Hillary, Morgan number two, and phone screener Abby. But do you recall the guy from Mountain Pine, Arkansas? Bobby the Country DJ really likes the color red, kinda like our boy Rudolph, except for he's a raging idiot. He's captain of a B team, but he's on a winning streak. If you ask him how he does it, he'll tell you fight, grind, and repeat. One night in 2018, he got a call from ABC asking how he felt about Dancing with Stars on TV. And all of America loved him. He and Sharna won the mirror ball. If only he could teach his Razorbacks how to win a game at all.
Steve Moakler, check out Steve's record, Blue Jeans. Pockets 1 and 2 are available now. Steve, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming in and spending all morning with us.
My pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
Really appreciate that. And everybody got their gifts? Everybody's all good?
Yes. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And let's go over and hit this one and do the dance party.
Missed any of today's show or just want to listen again? Check out the Bobby Bones Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Bobby Bones Show.
Get your bones on.
Well, let me say this first before we get into a segment, that we have this sweepstakes happening right now. For as little as a $10 donation, you can win two VIP tickets to the Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots $1 Million Show. We'll fly you here. We'll put you in a hotel, a meet and greet with me and Eddie, a framed autographed picture of me shot by Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn. There's a lot to it, and today we're doing a flash sweepstakes again, where if today only you get in, you could win a pair of autographed Fight, Grind, Repeat boxing gloves that I write on there, Fight, Grind, Repeat, and sign my name.
That's cool.
And so I have a few boxing gyms in town, and I enjoy boxing. And so does Morgan number two, which I was watching your Instagram story yesterday. Did you see Morgan number two's Instagram story?
Yeah, it looked intense. Like, she's a fighter.
She is a fighter.
Yeah.
Your Instagram is WebGirlMorgan.
Yeah.
Go check out her Instagram page and look at her punch. Like, when we're working out together, I'm like, holy crap. But if you go over to BobbyBones.com, you will see this thing. All the money goes to St. Jude. For $10, it's like a raffle. It's sweepstakes, but we draw one of them. And, it ends coming up real soon. But in the next 24 hours, if you get in, you could also win those boxing gloves. So, there you go. Everybody feel good about that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Let's go take this call from Charlie in Arkansas. Charlie, you're on the show. How are you?
I'm great, Bobby and studio. How are y'all?
We're pretty good. What's going on with you?
Well, I wanted to make a comment in regards to Steve Vogler's Christmas song he wrote about you in the studio.
Okay.
That was absolutely amazing.
I thought it was good, too.
I laughed so hard. Definitely needs to go out. Loved it.
Well, and if you're not able to remember, the guy who played all last hour, his name was Steve Moakler. M-O-A-K-L-E-R. A lot of people were asking what his name was because they wanted to download or stream his music. So we appreciate that. Yeah. We did the Blue Christmas. You can see all the gifts everybody got for everyone. Yep. Amy's still a little bitter that she got an 8. And we were at a 1 to 10 scale.
But it's fine. Like, everybody got 10s. It's cool.
But you had to go first.
I know.
And that was a tough...
Yeah, but everybody's were just, like, deserving of a 10. Like, everyone did really good.
You want to play a game?
Yeah.
Let's do the name the country artist singing a Christmas song game.
Okay.
All right, you guys take your pins out.
Yep.
You want to play Morgan number 2?
Yeah, I'll play.
Why not? Merry Christmas, right? I will play a country artist singing Let It Snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. That.
Yep.
Thanks for the example.
Got a little frog in my throat. And then you let me know who it is. Write your answer down. We ready, Raimundo? All right, here we go. Artist number 1.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
I'm in for the
weather. Let it snow, let
yeah,
it
I'm
snow,
in.
I'm in.
Let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
You're not in?
No.
Turn it up, Raimundo. Let Morgan listen a little more.
The lights are turned way down low.
All right, I'm in. Snow,
who do you have, Morgan?
George Strait.
Correct.
Okay.
Lunchbox?
George Strait.
Eddie?
Yeah, George Strait.
Amy?
George.
All right, there we go. Next up.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. We've no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I've bought some corn for popping.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Who is that country artist? Lunchbox.
Lady Antebellum.
Morgan number 2.
Lady Antebellum.
Eddie.
Lady A.
Amy.
Lady A.
There you go. Everybody's in. Good. Okay. Name this version of Let It Snow.
All the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Eddie.
Brett Eldridge.
Lunchbox.
Brett Eldridge.
Morgan.
Brett Eldridge.
Brett Eldridge.
Okay, good. You guys are killing the game here. We're going to lose some people with this one. Oh, hey, Raimundo, let's skip this one. We'll come back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll come back to it. We may go 0-4 on that one. Let's skip.
0-4?
Let's skip that one, and we'll go to the next one.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we know a place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I'm in for the win.
Doesn't show signs of stopping. I bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow. Snow, let it snow.
Oof, I don't know this one.
Man, I mean,
oh, come on.
I just don't picture him singing that, so it's hard.
Oh, interesting. Everybody have an answer? Yeah. Raimundo, play a little bit more.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
I feel confident now.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, I hear what I'm thinking, but I don't know if that's him for sure.
Right? Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound like him 100%.
Are you in, Morgan?
Yeah.
Okay, who do you have?
Lee Bryce.
No.
What? No.
Oh. Good guess.
No. Lunchbox.
It's Toby Keith.
Eddie.
I have Toby Keith.
Yeah.
Yes.
Toby Keith.
Yeah. Dang it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just used to it. I don't want to talk about me. Talk about you.
Talk about snow. Talk about Rudolph.
Okay, good.
Raimundo, let's skip this next one.
Mm. Another hard one?
Yeah. Let's get to one more that's kind of easy-ish. Name the country artist singing Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
What?
Was that it?
Is that it?
Seriously?
Okay, play it again.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go,
it's a tough version of that, though.
I'm
in for the win.
More, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I have this one.
Everybody in? Morgan, are you? Oh, you're out, huh?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
I put Leanne Womack.
Incorrect. Eddie?
Sarah Evans.
Amy, if you get this, you win.
Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, that's interesting. Hear the tough ones that thought were gonna be tough?
Yeah.
All right. If you can name this, just say it out loud. You get one guess. All right, okay. Go ahead.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
That Merle?
Willie Nelson.
Randy Travis.
All three of you guys are wrong. Think a little more current.
Scotty McGurry.
No.
Okay. Kane Brown.
Josh Turner.
One option. You get one guess.
And I brought
Eddie?
Some corn for popping. Lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Is it Josh Turner?
Mm-mm. Oh, no, I would have given it a go.
Huh.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Oh, the weather outside.
Travis Denning?
That's from my house. That's audio from my house.
Hold on.
Morgan, do you think you know it?
Let it snow, I haven't really been able to listen. Let it snow.
It doesn't show
it's think
signs
current.
Of
he hasn't had a hit in a little bit, but he's a current artist. He's played in the studio a couple times.
Joe Nichols.
That's it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I hear that now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank
good,
you.
Good, good. Let's do one more. Go ahead.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Lindsay L.
That's Dolly.
No.
Dolly. Get out of here.
And prudence, we've no place to go.
That's a boy. Billy Gilman.
It's not a boy.
Oh,
it's not.
Omar Yodel Boy.
No, it's not a boy.
You sure?
It's not a boy.
And he's like, it's a 12-year-old.
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow.
Okay, this artist has performed in studio, and the only time that she's performed in studio was this year.
Ingrid Andress.
No.
Jody Messina.
Yes, yeah! Jody Messina. There it is.
Wow.
There you go. But hey, but Amy is our champ. There she is. Hit that song one more time. It ain't my fault that I'm not here getting loose. Gotta blame it on my boots. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. Okay. If you want to hop on the phone, that's like the last time you'll be able to get in and talk to us. Anything you want to say, any question you want to ask about the year, 877-77-BOBBY.
Yeah, yeah.
877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. We will get a final update. I'm told there is an update today on Ray's proposal.
Okay.
Marriage proposal. Great. I'm told there is an update on Raymundo and his marriage proposal. We'll do that coming up next. I just got a text to our text screen about Raymundo, and they think that Raymundo and I were in this together because I got him a trip for Christmas. It was Blue Christmas, and so I got him a trip to the beach, which is I sent him to Panama City Beach and hotel and flights for him and his girl. They think I was setting that up for an engagement. I promise you, Ray didn't know that was coming.
Oh, engagement.
That's
okay.
A good idea, though. You gave him a perfect opportunity.
Amy, he's had plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, he's had a lot of opportunities. But that wasn't set up in any way, was it?
No, not at all. And I wasn't even thinking a beach proposal. I've almost moved on now towards a snow proposal or something like that.
So, okay, the last update of the year, Raymundo, our audio producer, has been with his girl almost 7 years at this point. She's been expecting a proposal for about a year, and it's one excuse after another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your car is breaking down. You can't afford a ring.
That was real. That was $3,000 to get a new tranny.
You can't meet her dad.
Transmission.
You can't,
tranny sounds bad.
You can't meet her dad because he lives too far away, although it's only 20 minutes.
Yeah, doing that today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. What do you think I'm wearing my boots for?
Oh, yeah, he is dressed up.
Oh, you don't dressed up.
He's normal.
You're going to meet her dad today?
Yeah, I called him yesterday and I said, hey, Gary, I got a big question I got to ask you. Can I come see you? And he goes, kind of in a tree right now. He was literally in a tree. I don't know what he was doing. He's something manly. And so
he's
I'm
probably
like,
hunting.
Yeah, so I said,
in a tree stand.
I'll see you tomorrow.
That's amazing.
So you're going to go see him today?
Yeah, he's had some time off work, so his schedule's pretty wide open.
Hey, that's a big move. Big move. Yeah. Big move. Yeah. Okay, so update us on what's going to happen with the break, because you promised you would get engaged over the break.
Yeah, and I was worried about the ring, not having the finances. Sales ended up really helping out, so I go to the diamond store, and this dude brings out a safe. I think the owner of the whole place, and he goes, you pick out the ring you want for bae. And he let me pick any ring, and then he overnighted it from, like, Dubai. So it's supposed to be here today.
From where?
Dubai?
From where?
Overseas, I think.
No, what did you say, though?
Dubai.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard Dubai.
Okay, go ahead. So you had a ring sent to you from Dubai?
Yeah, because they didn't have the specific one size-wise, but apparently it's coming, and then I just have to choose next couple weeks when I'm going to do it.
Do you want to shout out the place?
I can. I mean, Boaz Ramon, baby. Oh, Genesis, yeah, Diamonds.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, Raymond, I will make you very happy. You and Bay are going to have a great marriage.
I love Boaz.
Dude, yeah. He's awesome. Yeah. I went in his office. He's just chilling with me, showing me diamonds. I was like, you just trust me being around all these diamonds? Raymond, I trust you already. I barely know you.
That's amazing.
Okay, so
okay,
like,
it's
what's happening. What's the deal? Like, what's the deal, though? He just gives you a diamond or what?
We're honestly still trying to hammer out the pricing. He told me, take a couple weeks. He said, I'm not your debt collector. I'm not like your landlord. You don't got to pay me right now. Worry about the proposal. We'll do the finances later.
Mm.
Well, I mean, that was a pimp move. I was like, dude, thank you. That's perfect. And then he said he'd have the ring. I said, I really want to do it. Christmas, New Year's Eve, keep it kind of open. He goes, I'll have it tomorrow.
I've heard no pimper of a move.
No, it's pretty pimp.
Yeah, baller.
All right. Well, so you're saying when we come back from vacation, you will be engaged.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that's all we need to hear.
Yeah!
Okay. Now, who believes this is true? Because I do.
I believe in Christmas miracles.
I've always believed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob, I'm a believer.
This
anyone?
Is exciting.
Eddie?
I don't know, Bones. I'm doubting him a little bit, but he does have a point. He is wearing nice boots today.
To go so talk to her dad.
I do believe that today he's talking to her dad. Who knows what they're going to talk about? It may not even be about the wedding.
Do you think that he will be engaged when we come back?
I'm 50-50 right now.
Eddie, commit.
Yeah, you said it's never going to happen like the other day.
I know, but he's wearing boots. Ah, I say no still.
Wow.
Something's going to happen. The wheels are going to fall off from his car. Something's going to happen.
His windshield's gone.
Right.
He walked outside.
Right,
they couldn't
right.
do it. Lunchbox, will it happen?
Huh? No, he'll lose the ring in the snow, so he couldn't propose.
Oh, wow.
Good one.
Yeah.
And he
wow.
has to wait till it melts.
Yeah, exactly. He'll have to go back with a metal detector.
So it has to be
detector.
The spring of love
yeah.
because the snow's going to melt.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan number two, will Raymundo propose?
Oh, I don't believe it, but I'm just going to believe in Ray and hope that it's happening. So I'm going to say yes, it's going to happen.
Okay, 3-2, Raymundo, we got faith, everybody.
Now, do you guys think it's Christmas Day that he does it?
No.
I don't think so.
Maybe, but no. I don't. You know what? I don't care. Just come back with an engagement ring on your finger, Ray. It's for him.
He keeps the diamond.
Hey, shout out again.
Genesis Diamonds, Ramon, my boy.
Yeah.
Dude, Baez. I never met the dude before. I thought he was about to give me like the whole case of diamonds, but he goes, no, Raymond, you just pick one.
Just pick one.
Okay, well, we'll see when Ray comes back.
That's so awesome.
By the way, for as little as a $10 donation at bobbybones.com to St. Jude, we're going to, as a sweepstakes, we'll end up drawing one person and we'll fly you to Nashville, hotel. You go to Eddie and I's Raging Idiots $1 million show where the Raging Idiots play, but Brooks and Dunn comes out to play with us, Kane Brown, Brett Young, Colby Calais, yeah. So many surprises.
It'd be great.
So go to bobbybones.com. There's a flash 24-hour deal today where you also can win a pair of signed boxing gloves from me. They say fight, grind, repeat. I have one other game that we have to get to. If we don't do it now, we'll never get to play it because the year's almost over. Do you want to do that?
Well, yeah. I don't want a game to go to waste.
Okay, I agree. Yeah. Waste not, want not.
Yeah.
What, is that a quote?
Mm-hmm. I didn't make it up.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm really trying to do? Like, it's not a resolution because I started a couple months ago. But I'm really trying to, because again, I'm not perfect at it, and nor did I eliminate using single-use plastic bottles altogether. But I have a water thing in my house now that I didn't have, and now I just refill. I can usually get 4 or 5 uses out of each one. Again, not perfect, just trying to make a small change in my environmental habits.
Mm-hmm.
So waste not want. I'm waste less, want less.
No,
is what
that's
I
great.
Say.
That's great.
And you'll see me. I have this water bottle hill. Whatever. But I've used this one about 6 times so far.
Are you washing it?
I just refill it with water.
Oh boy.
And then when no.
It's fine.
It's fine because it's all within a day, 2
okay.
days. But one day I'm going to be completely plasticless. That's the goal.
We believe in you.
I believe in me.
No, it's good.
Earth is going to be on fire and explode. Like mm-hmm. you think we're kidding about the if we don't. Treat it a little bit better. Our kids are not going to have anywhere. They're going to have to deal with all of our crap, and then their kids may not even have.
I love when you talk about your kids.
But when I refer to your kids as my kids too now because I don't have my own.
I know. One day you will, and it'll be great.
Okay, let's play the one-hit wonders of the decade game. Okay.
Oh, fun.
End of the decade. You know the song. You know the one-hit wonder deal, right?
Yeah.
How about this? See if you know this one here. This is the example. Somebody that you used to know. Who sang that? Somebody that I used to know.
Gautier.
Correct.
Good one, Amy.
Gautier. That's right. So write your answer down here. If you miss it, you're eliminated. These are all one-hit wonders of the decade. We'll bounce around, Ray, because some of these hard ones are up front, Survivor style. Morgan, number two, do you want to play?
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay. All right, here we go. Number one. That might be a tougher one, huh?
Wow, that's pretty tough.
Let's see if anybody gets it. Okay, everybody in?
I'm in.
Amy?
DNCE.
Nice. That's Joe Jonas's band, DNCE.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Morgan, number two?
DNCE.
Wow, two in. Lunchbox.
I have Joe Jonas from the group Fun.
Not right. Eddie?
DNCE.
Wow! I can't believe three of four of you guys got that. Yeah. Nice work. Okay, let's do the next one.
Panda. I got bills in Atlanta. I got broads in Atlanta. Just to be in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the bundle. Legacies, family. Wait and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey, on the helmet.
Legacies, yeah, I'm in. Family.
I mean, you know that song?
I know the song, but I'm trying to think of that's a one-hit wonder, because anybody I'm thinking of has more than one hit.
Kanye.
Tekashi 269.
I don't even think he has a hit, though.
Okay. Why do we all know him?
Because he's in jail.
Because he's got tattoos all over his face, the number 69. Yeah. I was going to get that, but he got it.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm just going to go with a guess.
Amy.
Panda.
No. Okay. Morgan, number two?
I have French Montana.
No, Eddie.
I had Panda.
No.
It's not Panda?
Designer.
Designer! Oh.
Everybody's back in. Let's do...
Panda.
The next one. Here we go. One hit. Won't you dare look back? Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said,
got it.
Shoot.
Nice. Do you know what Morgan number two?
I think so, yeah.
Whew, that one just came in.
You know what's messing me up? Is somebody came in and sang that, and that's all I can think of is them singing it. All right. Then.
Amy?
Charlie Worsham.
No. Amy? All right, Eddie?
Walk the Moon.
Yeah, that's
right.
It.
Morgan number two?
Walk the Moon.
Good. All right, two people remain. We'll do speed around here.
Come on.
Okay, let's do...
Speed round, we just say our names?
Just buzz in with your name.
Okay.
Let's do this one. Why you gotta
be so rude? Eddie.
I'm in.
Eddie.
Magic.
Ooh. Correct. Winner.
What?
Eddie's our winner. There he is. Listen, Eddie, this has been the year of you playing the games.
Oh, dude. I'm worried, though. Like, I've gotten pretty good at these games. I don't know what 2020 is going to be like.
I don't know
like.
If you can get better. You'd be on the cover of Madden if it was a game.
Oh, yes. Would you say all I do is win?
I wouldn't. If I were you, I'd say in Spanish, though.
Oh, Mike D?
Yo lo que hago es ganar.
Yeah, see, that's hard. Yo algo ganar.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Come on. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show. There is still time to buy stuff online and get it delivered before Christmas.
Oh, wow. I kind of thought we hit that deadline.
Well, now they can turn stuff over quick.
Okay.
So Christmas is still days away, 5 days away. Amazon, if you're a Prime member, they still have tens of millions of items that will ship before Christmas.
So good to know.
Walmart, the deadline for free standard shipping is today, but there's also free two-day delivery for some items. Target, Best Buy, Apple, in-stock items, order before 5 p.m. tonight, should be your door by Monday.
Amazing.
It's all still open, folks.
Bunch of procrastinators.
I love the future.
Today's a cutoff at UPS for two-day shipping. FedEx, the two-day option deadline is today. You can still do overnight shipping, though, on Monday. So there you go. Get at it.
Yeah.
I think I'm done, though.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on a couple of gifts, but I'm done. I did get a gift last night delivered to my house by a delivery guy at like 9:30 p.m.
What?
Crazy.
Well, because they're just running all day and all night.
Oh, I thought it was like a person, like had someone deliver it to you.
No,
it was
no.
A regular, yeah. Like FedEx or UPS.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Thank you very much. We're going to wrap that up. And that's our final live show of the year. So we're all going to go do our breaks and Christmases. And as I lined up yesterday on my show, I will be spending my Christmas morning at Waffle House, at lunch at Applebee's, and Christmas night will be at IHOP. So
so we can find you there.
The
so
three
that's,
open places.
That's where I will be, the three places that are open. Now I got to be with my dog a little bit. I don't want to leave him all the meals. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll see you after the New Year. You can follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. You can follow Amy at Radio Amy. And there's a lot of podcasts, too, that we have. So if you don't hear the show, there are still some new episodes that will go up of the Bobbycast. I think we're doing one today that will go up, but also over the break, I'll do one with Russell Dickerson and his wife.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. So that one should go up. Amy's got Four Things episodes. Do you have one?
Yeah, I have a new one that went up yesterday, and it's like all dedicated to Pimp and Joy because it was my mom's birthday, and it's really special. I do a follow-up interview with Captain Nelson's wife, and she shares like where they are now, and we supported them with Pimp and Joy, and it's just a good episode. And then through the break, I'm doing like a best of thing of like four things. So
also, you can check out the sports show from the Sore Losers.
Woo!
And the, hey, Mike, well, you have a new episode going up this week or no?
Yeah.
Movie Mike?
Yeah, I'm doing my top movies of the year.
Oh, it's just straight up?
Yep.
Okay, top movies of the year. Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. All right, that's it. See you guys. Have a great holiday, great Christmas. Thank you so much for letting us be in your lives. Hope it's awesome, and we'll see you on the other side of the break here. All right. Bye, everybody. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.